This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision. For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So then, this is the way it sets up. The Biden administration, you just heard the news where they want to rejuvenate all these battery plants and everything, even though they don't have the rare earth minerals to make that happen, but still, it's awfully good show. They want America to cut carbon dioxide emissions by 50% by 2030 and achieve net zero by 2050. Of course, that's going to get shot down, assuming somebody with some common sense comes around. But right now, we're going to lurch in that direction. Other advanced nations have similar goals. They all need a bucket of cold water in the face. And here's why. Now, the New York Times is as unlikely a source of that icy bucket as you might imagine, because they are climate alarmism central. But last month, they dashed that bucket of cold water in the face of millions of climate alarmists. Because in New York Times Magazine, they published an interview with somebody named Vaclav Smil, probably the world's greatest expert on energy, where it comes from, how we harness it, what it costs, and why it costs what it does. Smil has a new book, How the World Really Works, The Science Behind How We Got Here, and Where We're Going, to be released this month. The April 22nd article, This Eminent Scientist Says Climate Activists Need to Get Real, is a delightful read for climate realists. And that's what I consider myself, a climate realist. The author, David Marchese, he squirms to escape the implications of everything that Smil says. He tries desperately to get Smil to agree that climate change is a looming catastrophe, and we simply must act now to avert it by replacing fossil fuel energy with wind, solar, and other renewable sources. However, Mr. Smil is not somebody who's governed by feelings. He's a scientist, and so he doesn't take this bait. He says in sum, such emissions cuts are unrealistic. They don't take into account the vast scale of the energy needed to serve even the basic needs of the world's roughly 8 billion people, food, clothing, shelter, transportation, protection from cold and heat, all those things that people need, and all the industry that makes those things that they need. And they don't consider what's necessary to produce and distribute all of that energy. And he later explains, people have to realize that this problem is unprecedented because of the numbers. Billions of everything, and the pressure of acting rapidly as we've never acted before. That doesn't make it hopeless, but it does make it excruciatingly more difficult. Marchese persists, however, because he lives in La La Land. He goes, but aren't goals necessary for orienting our actions? So Smil parried this by saying, what's the point of setting goals which cannot be achieved? Like, 50% by 2030, and net zero by 2050. There's a chance I could be alive by then. It would be interesting to see. He says, it's misleading and doesn't serve any use because we will not achieve it. And then people will say, what's the point? which a lot of people say that now about climate alarmism, because we've been hearing this since the first Earth Day back in 1970. But Marchese never, he can't give up on this. He says, but are there credible pathways to decarbonizing the grid? That's a swing and a miss, too. Smeal replies, Germany, after nearly $500 billion in 20 years, they went from getting 84% of their primary energy from fossil fuel to 76%. So can you tell me how that you go from 76% to zero by 2030, by 2035? I'm sorry, the reality is what it is. We'll come back to Germany in a minute. Then he said, you know, Marchese's still going on, but we're facing an imminent catastrophe in climate change. So Smeal comes back with, for more than 30 years, global warming has been making headlines. We've been aware of this for 30 years on a planetary scale, all these IPCC meetings. Our emissions have been going up steadily every year. So here's the question. Why haven't we done anything? I could give you a list of things we could do, but we haven't done. Why do we keep saying it's a catastrophic problem but do nothing about it? And he said, the world isn't buying what the catastrophe sellers are selling. So then the interview continues. And Smeal brings Marchese back to reality, or at least he tried to. He said, real people don't rank hypothetical risk far in the future above real risk today. Real people are messy, hard-to-define individuals. We are subject to fashions and whims. This is the beauty of humanity. Most of us are trying to do the right things with climate, but it is difficult when you have to move on the energy front, the food front, and the materials front. Back to Marchese. Do you think we're facing a civilizational threat in climate change? Marchese asked. I cannot tell you. It's the end of the world by next Monday, because it's not the end of the world by next Monday. What's the point? What's the point of you pressing me to belong to one of those groups? We have a problem. It will be difficult to solve, even more difficult than people think. Smeal points out that developing countries all need to increase, not decrease, their use of fossil fuel to build their infrastructures. And Marchese asks, is there an argument to be made, though, that countries developing new infrastructure have incentives to orient themselves toward renewables? And he later adds, not today, maybe tomorrow. Smeal replies, putting a photovoltaic panel on a roof is very easy. Developing a system around photovoltaics for the whole country, very difficult. No country in the world today runs itself on pure photovoltaics. Not tomorrow. Again, the problem is the scale. And then there's Smeal's parting thought. There are these billions of people that want to burn more fossil fuel. And there's very little you can do about that. They will burn it unless you give them something different. But who will give them something different? You have to recognize the realities of the world, and the realities of the world tend to be unpleasant, discouraging, and depressing. One day, one day it will not be a question of whether we can do it or not. One day it'll be profitable to do it. But right now it is not profitable to do it. It's impossible to do it on any scale that would affect humanity in a way to where we could say, oh, we're done with fossil fuel. In Germany, where they did away with nuclear, they still have to, you know, when the sun went out, or when the winds quit blowing, they had to fire up the coal-fired generators. Nuclear is clean. The only reason we don't have more nuclear is because everybody's like, nuclear is bad, so we don't build anything. Here in the United States, our nuclear generators have... Our nuclear power plants haven't been updated since the 70s. I'm sure they're maintained, but, you know, we're not modernizing them. They're not evolving. And all of that worry and everything else is because that journalist, if you want to use that word, he's losing his mind. But to sum it up, to quote Thomas Robert Malthus 200 years ago, what cannot be done will not be done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, hand guards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. going back, and let me explain to you what a distraction this supposed this is referred to as anthropogenic climate change that we're causing it. And I don't think that it's a coincidence that most of these hysterical climate change greenies are based in urban areas, which is the biggest, the heaviest human footprint there is. Something that misleads people into believing that man can ride herd on nature. They think that we can actually affect it because, you know, they are effectively doing it there in these metropolitan areas. The truth of the matter is that at the very best, we're hanging on by our fingernails. And we're hoping for the best. Whether it's an earthquake, a flood, drought, hurricane, or just inexorable greenery like kudzu, when nature gets ahead of steam, we're tossed about like ants after a careless human foot kicked over our anthill. And surely the most stunning and destructive example of nature's power is two things that we know are real. We know that asteroid strikes are real, are very rare things, but real. They've happened. And we also know about volcanoes. Now, volcanoes can have a really, really disaster. We may revisit the asteroid thing here in a minute. But volcanoes can have a really huge problem because of where they're at. Now, right now, we know of volcanic activity that is not developing. It's there, and now it's building. But there's volcanic activity in Antarctica. Now, if you go back to 1982, when I was 21 years old, Mount St. Helens erupted, and that was a mid-sized eruption, and it rewrote the entirety of the local environment. When Mount Vesuvius erupted in 79 AD, it buried Pompeii and Herculaneum for almost 1,500 years and killed an estimated 2,000 people. In 1815, Mount Tambora erupted, spewing so much dirt in the air that it created a volcanic winter. The next year, 1816, was known as the year without a summer because global temperatures increased so dramatically. Famine followed. If more greenies and climate change distas understood that it's global cooling that kills, not global warming, the world would be a better place. But it's the really big, really, really there super volcanoes that should frighten us. Like Yellowstone. Yellowstone is one of the most beautiful places on the earth, but the vast peaceful valley was once a supervolcano that erupted 640,000 years ago. Were that to happen today, the surrounding states would be covered by pyroclastic flows, while the rest of the U.S. would experience falling ash, destroying lungs and crops and obscuring the sun. And that's actually a small supervolcano. The biggest volcano that we know of was the youngest Toba eruption in what is now Sumatra, Indonesia, around 75,000 years ago. It produced 2,200 to 4,400 million tons of H2SO4, and the material it spewed measured at 2,000 to 1,320 kilometers to the third power. I don't even know how to measure that for you. I don't even know. Just thinking about it, how do you escape that? The last Yellowstone eruption, by contrast, spewed out 1,000 kilometers to the third power of material. Not even 1/13 of what this one did. The last officially identified supervolcano erupted around 26,500 years ago in New Zealand. So these kind of big ventings of the earth are infrequent occurrences. But they have detected a burgeoning supervolcano in Antarctica. And the region caught people's attention because of a swarm of 85,000 earthquakes in 2020. Over 85,000 earthquakes in a six-month period that we now know was caused by magma from a developing underwater volcano. Right now, because the ice sheet is so thick, scientists can only guess how much magma is collecting down there. But the best scientific guess is that it is a developing mantle plume, and that's bad. This mantle plume, some of which are known as supervolcanoes, pumps out some 200 milliwatts of energy per square meter. The background heating from beneath the Earth in non-geologically active areas is about 40 to 60 milliwatts. The one under Antarctica appears to be roughly in the same league, up to 150 milliwatts. So if this volcano erupts, all or part of the Antarctic ice sheet will instantly melt. And the oceans are going to rise by feet, not the centimeter or two that panics the greenies. In addition, the sun will be obscured for years. And when the Lake Toba eruption occurred, the Earth's temperature dropped not by 1 or 2 degrees, but by 15. At that time, the human population shrank almost to extinction. And here's the problem. While we're doing all this stuff and looking at all these things, saying we're going to have Teslas and this, that, the other, and green, this, green, we're living in a glorious period right now, one in which we have some resilience against the worst the Earth can throw at us. We should be enjoying this era, and we should take advantage of the wonders of technology to control heat and cold. We should strengthen buildings against earthquakes and warn us in advance of most weather conditions, even as we act as good stewards to the Earth, protecting life upon it for the benefit of all. Instead, the climate change Jesus, run around squealing that the Earth is going to be boiled or frozen or flooded or dried out. And we should all panic all the time, while doing nothing genuinely useful, just like Dr. Smeal said. And we can't do useful things because the Earth's climate has always changed and will always change. And because the grand solar minimum is heading our way, we should always use the fat years to prepare for the lean ones. But we're not doing that. Thanks to the Madden greenies, plus the effects of COVID and the war in Ukraine and the ash conformity experiment, we may be facing the lean years without having done anything. Anything. To prepare for them. This is just reality. This is reality. We don't run the Earth. We exist at the Earth's leisure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is signing into law the Ukraine Democracy Defense Lend-Lease Act, which would allow the United States and its allies to provide weapons and other resources to Ukraine as they defend themselves against Russia's ongoing invasion. The president explaining why the United States is continuing its support of Ukraine.
The cost of the fight is not cheap. Caving to aggression is even more costly. That's why we're staying in this.
Under the program, the United States guarantees all shipments to Ukraine per their request will be replaced or reimbursed. A similar program was used during World War II. Days of intense winds have been challenging firefighters in New Mexico, where several wildfires are burning, including the largest fire currently burning in the nation, the Hermit's Peak Calf Canyon Fire. This is USA Radio News. Some states are experiencing a shortage of 50% in baby formula. Elena Contrell, who is a mother, says that she is worried she won't be able to find formula for her son.
There are parents out there Googling how to make homemade formula and looking at animal milks and goats and all of this stuff, and that's just really unsafe, and I feel that we're on the verge of a public health crisis.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, some major retailers are responding to the shortage by limiting the amount of formula that customers can purchase at one time. A new Gallup poll says Americans are more likely today than they were a year ago to report being very or moderately worried about several aspects of their finances. People's concern has increased the most about paying their monthly bills, up 8 percentage points to 40%, and maintaining the standard of living that they enjoy, up 7 points to 52%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. There's a reason that you have presidents. There's a reason you have an executive branch, because the president and the executive branch, what they do is they go to foreign countries and they deal with other heads of state. And the deals start there, they're brokered there, and the deal maker is always from the executive branch. Enter Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi was on the ground in Kiev over the weekend. It was a surprise visit where she was greeted by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And this tops off days of high-ranking Biden officials visiting the capital of the besieged nations that has been fighting the Russians in February. We've sent billions in aid and arms to the nation. We're slated to send another $33 billion package soon. Yet, Pelosi made an odd declaration about our level of commitment. In fact, if she were a Republican, the Logan Act talking points would be dusted off to be weaponized by the leftist media. She said that we're going to keep arming the Ukrainians until the fight is over, essentially. She can say that. You guys can say that. I can say that. But We have one thing in common with Nancy. It's not up to her. It's not up to us. She is not the president. Like it or not, Biden is. So it's not up to her. She's not the president, so she should slow the roll. Unless this was a quiet admission that Pelosi, and a few other high-ranking staffers and officials do all the work since Biden's brain activity is that of a sweet potato. Now, here's the thing about this, though. In the military, we call this getting short. Nancy Pelosi is getting short. She is not going to be the Speaker of the House June, July, August, in about 6 months, max. She's not going to be the Speaker of the House. That will not happen until January, of course, but at that point she will then be in a lame duck session, and I'm sure they will try to push through whatever they can with their five-seat majority, but, I mean, that will do nothing other than scorch the earth. And they may very well do something that the Republicans themselves have never been able to do for themselves, which is make them so angry that they decide to go hard on the Democrats. But here we have this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Sunday pledged unwavering U.S. support for Ukraine until the fight is done after she and a congressional delegation held an unannounced meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky. Pelosi and Zelensky both posted tweets of the meeting with the Ukraine leader linking to video of him wearing fatigues and surrounded by armed guards as he greeted the Democratic congressional members in Kiev on Saturday. Pelosi, she said, "We believe that we're visiting you to say thank you for your fight for freedom. We're on a frontier of freedom, and your fight is a fight for everyone. Our commitment is to be there for you until the fight is done." Sorry, Volodymyr. It's actually not our frontier. And yours is not a fight for freedom. Yours is a fight for, not being under the thumb of Russia. I get it. Those are not the same thing, though. Now, Pelosi is the highest-ranking U.S. official, third in line of succession to visit Ukraine since Russia invaded on February 24th, and comes a week after Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with Zelensky in Kiev. Now, is there some cover to this due to the bipartisan agreement on those aid packages? Yeah, but that's a guarantee that should come from the mouth of the person who can make that call. And again, that is, once again, like it or not, Nancy, the President of the United States, not the Speaker of the House of Representatives. I know, like Pelosi knows, like you know, that the Biden administration is a dumpster fire. And we get to watch it in real time. I know it. Just like you do. That means, unfortunately, and America, nobody wanted to stand up and fight this, but that means that nobody's in charge in D.C. So I guess Pelosi thinks she can get a little more hands-on regarding foreign policy, which is a horrifying situation. Absolutely horrifying. Now, the truth of the matter to this is that should Nancy Pelosi ever want to be the one that actually sets the stage, sets the tone of foreign policy, then all she has to do is run for and win the presidency. She can pick her own inept Secretary of State. She can pick her own inept Defense Secretary. They can go over there all together, and they can set the tone for what's going on. However, when Blinken goes over there, and when Austin go over there, they go over there as representatives of the executive branch, of the president. So the normal thought would be that they're either carrying messages from the president or deciding what the president's messages should be and delivering them themselves. Pelosi has not got that latitude. She hasn't got that latitude. And that's where the problem comes. That's where the problem comes. See, this is what happens when you get away from all these checks and balances. everything's got to be politicized, and it's all got to be stacked in one direction. It's all got to be stacked based upon the narrative. This is problematic. I am sure of it. I am almost totally positive that is totally problematic for them to consider that Joe Biden is the president and that it is bringing political Armageddon to them in 6 months. And despite all those implications and complications, this is exactly what they wanted. This is who they chose to install. And they have it. And as it is, that whole, you know, you made your bed, you got to sleep in it thing, that comes into play. Sorry. Sorry, Charlie. I don't know how else to put it to you. The other things that are going to come into play, of course, as time goes on, is Pelosi is the Speaker of the House, and that is where all the funding comes from, is the House. That's where the purse begins. That's where the money originates. But this is a bad situation. Because right now, the Republicans who don't have the stones to try this, to go out there and make those kinds of declarations, which only a head of state can do. You know, this is under the guise that Pelosi thinks she is all powerful. And they're looking at this going, wow, she really is senile. She really has lost it. But I guess she thinks she's the prime minister now. I don't know exactly how that would line up, being prime minister versus being Speaker of the House. Where would that line up in the hierarchy of leadership if you were the prime minister of the United States? I don't know myself. But I am willing to find out. But I don't actually know what that would look like. The prime minister of the United States. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Everything went away there for a second. I was very disappointed when we bailed out all these blue cities. And in some cases, states. We bailed them out. They all got COVID cash, and it covered all of their liabilities, which that will come back around again. But it delayed the inevitable. So now, and you know, if you've ever seen The Equalizer with Denzel Washington, he tells somebody that he's found and hunted. He tells them there's two kinds of pain. There's pain that hurts, and there's pain that alters. And my hope, my truest hope, is that we're in the middle of pain that alters right now. To be sure, it hurts. But, I mean, if anybody out there has any doubt as to what the Democrats are all about now, then I don't know what to say. But here's what I will say. We need to do everything we can to ensure that the crustacean in chief folds to the left again and decides to pay off his constituency of affluent, sexually dysfunctional college loan debtors. Go ahead, throw us in the briar patch, you desiccated old pervert, you. And, you know, it is infuriating to reward dumb people at the expense of people who are not dumb. But we can't allow ourselves to get carried away with emotion. Because every cloud has a silver lining. Because this is a golden opportunity to raise academia as currently constituted and sow the campuses with salt. Now, most of the deadbeats who want you to pay their bills won't be able to figure out that reference. That is itself sufficient reason to consign academia to oblivion. And you have to understand what academia really is. A network of colleges and universities that provide nearly meaningless credentials, mostly to upper middle class post-adolescents in exchange for tons of money and access to their soft, malleable minds for indoctrination and the current commie consensus. Unless you're going to Hillsdale or the like, you are not getting what they are selling. A mind-opening experience where you will learn to think as you become an educated citizen. Most likely, you'll get a piece of paper certifying your readiness to take your place as a cog in both the corporate and cultural machines. Academia, outside of some STEM research, though STEM is being decolonized and unpatriarched and generally turned into a joke like transgender medieval karaoke studies, is, except with a little math, and don't worry, there are no right answers because right answers are racist. It is useless and a drain on society. 4-year college is a 4-year intense brainwashing session broken up by bouts of drinking and fumbling sex with other students of all of the 673 different genders. The purpose, besides to render you docile and eager to conform, is to provide a safe and lucrative sinecure for millions of faculty and administrators living high off the hog and unaccountable thanks to Uncle Sucker's student loan guarantees. Not surprisingly, when the government offered free money to students, the universities cranked up the prices to exactly what the government would fund. That the student ended up on the hook was no biggie. Totally protected from any sort of accountability for graduating a generation of useless basket cases, but only for fetching lattes and crying about how their very sexual tackle makes them sad because they want the one they don't have. Academia betrayed the kids by touting how their useless credentials would open doors for them. But sadly, it is often the front doors to the local Starbucks when the grads draw the opening shift. The government offered money, and the schools raised the prices. No one is more of a capitalist than a collegiate communist. Now, morally, we should make the stupid students pay back every red cent that they foolishly borrowed. But the Democrats want to pay off their graduate constituents. Weird how suckers and dummies are always Democrat constituents. And cancel college debt. So let's leave aside the first problem. The Constitution does not provide the alleged president with a magic wand to make people's private bills disappear. For one thing, that seemingly dispositive fact might not matter. How do you stop him? Sue him? Who's going to sue him? Who has standing to sue? Maybe someone who spent good money on law school could tell you. Regardless, even if we can't stop this, we might not want to. I mean, if Brian Stelter, who is a potato, was walking footloose and fancy-free toward a bunch of hungry Irishmen, would you yell, "Yo, Tater, watch out for the mix"? Or would you pull up a chair and a bag of popcorn and watch the fun begin? And this is where we are here. Because if Grandpa Badfinger decides to decree that the current crop of student loan debtors will have their debts for their degrees paid off by the rest of America, including people who did not take out dumb loans or paid theirs off, the righteous fury is going to be glorious. This dust puppet in the Oval Office might well be opening up the Overton window. And I say we defenestrate him and his whole party. People will be livid. And they will be calling for reform. And we should be all for reform. We should reform academia from a commie conformity machine into something at least marginally useful to society. As Elon Musk recently pointed out, you can get all the hard knowledge you would ever get in college online for free. The argument for college is that you get intangible educational experiences like arguing about Plato with a world-renowned professor under an oak tree in the quad. That's not what exactly, it's not what's happening, though. Instead, you sit in a lecture hall with 1,000 other saps listening to some ponytail grad student demand you respect Z's pronouns. Most of the other intangible experiences include waking up wearing someone else's pants and needing Advil and a shower. As a society, we need to quit paying for that. We need to move to a system that does not take you out of society for 4 to 8 years, depending on your degrees, and instead focuses on imparting the knowledge you need for your chosen profession. And we need to ensure everyone has skin in the game, except for those of us with no investment in a particular student's future. If a young scholar wants to take out a loan, fine. Take the government out of it. Make it eligible for discharge and bankruptcy. At that point, when you do that, the lenders will then care about their investment since we, the people, are no longer co-signing. So that young scholar will have to justify why the First National Bank of Savings and Loan should risk its dough on a Maori patriarchy painting major's future earnings. And it won't. It won't do that. In fact, as the seemingly free money dries up, students will become pickier consumers. Colleges will need to compete by providing value, and value will no longer just be a piece of sheepskin after 4 years. Lots of colleges are going to go under. The big, formerly prestigious ones won't. Some people are always going to want to begin every conversation reminding us they went to Harvard. But we have something for them, too. We need to tax their endowments. Call it reparations for the massive damage the Ivy League has done to America. We need to use the righteous fury that will ensue in response to the total moral abortion that is canceling student debt. We may not be able to stop President worse than Carter, but we can take this huge political error and make something out of it that doesn't suck. We can bring about reform and we can use it to pop the political pimple that is academia, which is a tumor in the United States today. It's right there in front of us, looming on that horizon. Go for it. Take it. Have at it. You've already messed things up so bad, what's a little more mess up? We'll handle it. We'll be right back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.